All right, I'm up in the mountain doing a little scouting. We got 13 days until bear season opens up. I actually just woke up from taking a nap. So the photograph here, that's probably some of the freshest bear scat I found. It's still pretty moist. That's actually down in a ravine. Also, big fatwood score. Today I've seen elk and mule deer and a blue bird that was narking me out. Squirrel, but no visual on a bear as of yet. But I'm looking around here, that's a major trail where that scat is at. There's other scat in the area real close by, but it's really dry. And that one's moist. Maybe a couple days old. So I got like 3 or 4 spots back here that I think would be good just to sit. You can't bait black bear in New Mexico, so that adds an extra twist to it. Now I do have a call, but I'm kind of leery on that. Calling a black bear in, they're coming in to eat then. So I'm hoping I don't have to do that. I had a spot that I thought was good because there was a little stand of oaks that were producing a lot of acorns, but it looks like the squirrels have absolutely cleaned it up. And there's white oak and gamble oak all down in this valley. But I don't see anybody actually putting off any acorns. That little grove, that was the first time I found anything. The last time I was out here, it was loaded. And it's empty. None of the branches are broken on the tree, so I don't think it was a bear. I think the squirrels got a hold of them. But there's several spots. I'm actually sitting on a little rise right here. Well, that's probably 12 yards from that trail. And it seems like the wind is always coming from the south down this canyon, which that would put me on the good side here. Hard to say. I love being up in the mountains, that's for damn sure. That is for damn sure. And it's always nice to see elk walking by and mule deer. And I wish I had tags for that. I'm always running into elk and especially mule deer, and oftentimes real close. I like to come out here, find a spot, sit for, you know, at least an hour, if not two. And that's what I'm getting ready to do here. Is actually, I'm probably going to go up just a little bit higher here and sit for at least an hour or so. I'm wanting to stay kind of late today, almost till dusk, to see what happens here. Most of my scouts, I'm leaving about 3 or 4, and I think I'm going to stay till about 7 this evening. And really looking forward to this. If I can get a bear, there would be a lot of food for the house, for sure. I've never bagged a bear with a bow, so that'll be something. That'll be a major blessing to be able to get a black bear with a traditional recurve bow. I've put a lot of time into this scout, enough to see things change. Notice, you know, where there was a lot of scat, now there's not. And where there wasn't scat, now there is. That's the thing with black bears too. They're not really, they kind of mosey along. They're not necessarily creatures of pattern. They're kind of more like tumbleweeds. But it's real hot down in the valley today. It's about 100, 102. And it's probably at least 10 degrees cooler than that. And I'm down here in this gully, in this wash. I'm probably about 4 or 5 miles in from where I have the truck parked. So I'm a little bit in there. And that obviously wasn't a seep. I found what I thought was a seep, but it's almost dry now. So it's just a puddle, basically, a deep hole that when it rains, it holds water for an extended period of time. It's in the total shade. And but it was about almost 3 feet deep, and now it's about 1 foot deep. And it hasn't rained here in quite a while on this part of the mountain. I've watched the monsoons hitting the mountain from my house, but this particular section really hasn't been hit because it's dry, except for the spring, which is still flowing good. And there's a lot of bear scat. Nothing fresh, though, I gotta say. Where the spring is, there's a lot of scat, but it's all dry, and nothing as fresh as what I just found here. It's still got moisture, like I say. That's probably two days old. So I'm optimistic of a beautiful breeze coming through here. A lot of ponderosa pines and some pinon and white oaks and gamble oaks. Just beautiful, beautiful. So yeah, 13 days out from bow season is September 1st through the 24th, as long as they hold out. I don't think a lot of people bow hunt. That's all it is. No dogs. You can't bait, and no firearms. It's bow only. And then after that, it's all legal methods, which includes dogs. But it'll be something if I even see one, let alone be able to actually bag one. But like I said, I'm gonna stay late till almost the sun goes down today, and see if this forest kind of pops open. You got to sit here for a while, and you know, the forest forgets you're here. But I'm going to go up on this little ridge here now. All right, man. Have a great day. If you love this content, man, please share it on your social media. It's a great way to support this website, my website. No cost to you. I'm not selling anything. I'm going to be doing a knife review here pretty soon. I got a Jeff White Mini that I've been using as a neck knife. And I think I'll wait till I actually skin some animals, because I haven't really used it for skinning. But I'm going to be doing, I've been carrying that every day instead of my more classic 1.0. Oop, there's a deer right there. No shit. Wow. It's hard to get deer tags in this unit from what I understand, but all my mason jars would be full. I get a mule deer tag, because every single time I come out here. All right, everybody. Peace.